I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. We are having an entire week dedicated to the holiday season this week, but not in that the holidays are always so magical and beautiful and amazing kind of way, but in that the holidays can be really freaking hard kind of way. We are getting to the bottom of what it is about this season that sometimes brings us stress, what it is about spending time with family and these celebrations that we have coming up that triggers us or that challenges us on a really deep level, so that we can figure out what we need this season to take really great care of ourselves. Today is Tune In Tuesday, so I have some journaling prompts for you to go deeper into and some things to contemplate today. So I was doing this little practice on my own a couple of days ago because I felt it was so necessary for me to get clarity around what happens inside of me around the holidays. I am about to plan a really big Christmas celebration with my whole entire family, and I could feel inside of me this hesitation around, well, what is that going to bring? So I'm going to share just this contemplation with you so that you can arrive at a place of real, true clarity today. The most challenging thing about the holiday season for me is? That's the question I want you to answer today. What is the most difficult thing about this season? It might feel like everything is just overwhelming or you don't have enough time, but if you get really granular, if you really sit with this question, I bet you there is something heavy that is weighing on your heart, something that's probably old, maybe something relating to certain family members. There is something very particular and specific that sometimes brings you stress, or that makes you feel overwhelmed, or that makes you dread family gatherings. Let's define what that thing specifically is. Is it that you have a really high expectation around the kind of celebration you want to offer your loved ones, and you spin around in circles trying to do everything in your power to get everything perfect and right? But then inevitably, because life, yeah, it's not going to be perfect, and then you feel like you're not measuring up. Is that it? Is it the pressure to do perfect things? Or is it a certain person that you know you're going to have to spend time with this season that actually you'd rather not see? Or is it that you feel like you don't have a choice to actually decide for yourself this season how you want to spend the holidays, that you have to say yes to everything? You have to do what your family expects you to do. You have to do the same thing you do every year. Is it that you already know you have moved on from certain traditions that maybe aren't serving you, but you're walking all over yourself a little bit and going back to those things again and again? What is it specifically that is so challenging about the holiday season for you? And of course, this can be anything under the sun, right? And you are the only person who knows exactly what that very sensitive, vulnerable place actually is. So I want you to sit down and meditate on this, contemplate this question, and of course, journal on it. The most challenging thing about the holiday season for me is spend a good 20 minutes journaling on that so you can get really clear on what actually is going on. It can help so that we don't feel overwhelmed by everything, but to really define that specific thing or that specific relationship that gets a little bit challenging this time of year, or that specific person, or that one thing you're trying to get right that doesn't work out. Get some clarity here. Once you've done that, I want to add a second little prompt for you to go deeper into. Continuing to support myself as much as possible this season, I need. To support myself as much as possible this season, I need. Spend some time here as well. So to really offer yourself support, remind yourself that this is your holiday, okay? This is your Christmas. It should be something that's really special and magical and healing for you to support you as much as possible at this time. What do you actually need? What is it that's missing that you need to invite into this equation? Do you need to ask for help? Do you need to delegate? Maybe you need to say no to a few things this year. What would it feel like to set some boundaries with certain people? Or maybe not show up to that thing that you're totally dreading at all? What is it that you need to make it through? Do you need to really commit to that steady self-care practice, making sure that you wake up every morning and you're on your yoga mat or you're in your meditation practice, you're going for that walk that really serves you? Do you need to really unapologetically support yourself in every way you can? What is it? In what way can you support yourself a little bit better this season so that it actually becomes that magical holiday that we all long and wish for? I have a feeling today's practice is really going to serve so many of us because I know this season is more complicated than we like to talk about. So spend some time here. Give yourself this space. Take time to actually figure out what's going on and get clarity around what it is that you need. Have a beautiful rest of this Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow.